The forest had become a labyrinth of snow and ice. I'd been monitoring the parameters of the thicket for an hour, and my vantage point in the crook of a tree branch had turned useless. The gusting wind blew thick flurries to sweep away my tracks, but buried along with them any signs of potential quarry. Hunger had brought me farther from home than I usually risked, but winter was the hard time. The animals had pulled in, going deeper into the woods than I could follow, leaving me to pick off stragglers one by one, praying they'd last until spring. They hadn't. I wiped my numb fingers over my eyes, brushing away the flakes clinging to my lashes. Here, there were no telltale trees stripped of bark to mark the deer's passing. They hadn't yet moved on. They would remain until the bark ran out, then travel north past the wolves' territory, and perhaps into the fairy lands of Prithian, where no mortals would dare go, not unless they had a death wish. A shudder skittered down my spine at the thought, and I shoved it away, focusing on my surroundings, on the task ahead. That was all I could do, all I'd been able to do for years, focus on surviving the week, the day, the hour ahead. And now, with the snow, I'd be lucky to spot anything, especially from my position up in the tree, scarcely able to see 15 feet ahead. Stifling a groan as my stiff limbs protested at the movement, I unstrung my bow before easing off the tree. The icy snow crunched under my fraying boots, and I ground my teeth. Low visibility, unnecessary noise, I was well on my way to yet another fruitless hunt. Only a few hours of daylight remained. If I didn't leave soon, I'd have to navigate my way home in the dark, and the warnings of the town hunters still rang fresh in my mind. Giant wolves were on the prowl, and in numbers, not to mention whispers of strange folk spotted in the area, tall and eerie and deadly. Anything but fairies. The hunters had beseeched our long-forgotten gods, and I had secretly prayed alongside them. In the 8 years we'd been living in our village, 2 days' journey from the immortal border of Prithian, we'd been spared an attack, though traveling peddlers sometimes brought stories of distant border towns left in splinters and bones and ashes.